Chapter 13, verse number 16. And I really quickly before I forget. Polo was talking about my shirt today on the way driving into the church today. I had a different shirt on, and I had this on a hanger in the back. And my son Andrew, he goes, Daddy, that's your beach shirt because it has sharks on it. So this is my beach shirt. I'm pumping Shark Week, and tomorrow's beach trip is going to be awesome. And I just want to take this time to invite you all. So, hey, if you can't be here at 8:30, just meet us down at the beach. It's all good. You don't have to be here at 8:30. Like, if you're not here, then you don't get to go at all. Just come anytime you want. There's all kinds of shops for lunch and stuff like that. And if you hang around, we're going to barbecue some burgers and dogs for dinner. We're going to have some s'mores and have a good time. So it's an all-day thing. Come as you want. Bring people. That's okay. Even if they don't come to shift, just let's have a good time. Is that cool? All right, so Hebrews 13 and 16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Today's title, if you would, is You Can Share If You Want To. You can share if you want to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, and we are so grateful again to be into your house, in your house, where we know that you are here and in this place. And I believe that you want to speak to each and every one of us today, Father. So I just pray, Lord, that you allow me to be a vessel in which I would speak the words that you would have for each of one of your people in here tonight, Father God. So I thank you. We pray that your Holy Spirit is the teacher and is guides us through this message, Father God, that we don't leave the same as we came in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Who enjoys sharing? Does anybody like sharing? Like, generally sharing, right? Like, I think I've, you know, it's even if it's not something that you naturally do, like, I think I've done a pretty good job of, you know, growing accustomed to it, sharing. It depends, you know. Some people, like my wife, don't like to share. Don't certain things, right? Okay, I'm in a hole, aren't I, babe? Let me dig out. All right, so, like, I'm talking about, like, dairy. Anybody share dairy? My wife won't let me share. She doesn't share dairy with me or things like that. But some people just like to share, and some people don't. And that's all good, you know. Like, but I'm probably not a good gauge because Pastor Joe always reminds, like, I'm not really much of a germaphobe. I'm like on the opposite side. Like, you know, there's a drink here. I'll pick it up. I don't know whose it was, but I'm just. Hey, Jesus covered it. Amen. And I'll take a bite of your pizza and then I'll give it back to you. And you're like, oh, you don't want it? Oh, okay, because I would. Oh, okay. You know, so I just don't eat around me because I might end up with half a bite out. I'm not a much as germaphobe, so I kind of like go by the thing where, like, hey, I mean, I'm cool if you bit my. Well, no, don't bite my pizza. I won't be happy. But I'll share other stuff. Maybe not so much food. But I like to share. But some people don't, and that's okay. I want to share a story with you. It might sound familiar, but bear with me. I was talking to a friend one time, and he always. Shares a story about how when he was in college, you know, he had some roommates, and they were living together in this house. And who's ever had roommates, or who has roommates? You know, people tend to put their names on stuff. This is my food. This is your food. I get it, right? There's, if you pay for your food, you eat your food. And what was happening, though, is his roommates were always eating his food. So, I mean, disregarding names. Just, it doesn't matter if your name's on it, I'll still eat it. And now I'm guilty because I eat other people's food in my house, too. Right? My sister-in-law buys her food, puts it all her name on there all big, and I still, like, it's in my house. I eat it. So, but that's probably not a good way to go. I apologize to my sister-in-law. But anyway, so these people were disregarding names, his roommates. And so he got so upset one time, he decided, stop me once he gets familiar, to hawk a loogie into the gallon of milk because people kept eating his milk. I was like, share that. So he hawked a big old loogie in his milk. It was floating, and time went on, and just get this moldy gallon of milk until no one could drink it. Now, this story, if it does sound familiar, it's because our wonderful Pastor Luke, who is not here, is the one who spit the loogie in the gallon of milk. He doesn't like to share milk, needless to say. Now, I get to say because he's not here today, and that's the only way I can tease him because he's not here. Sorry, Pastor Luke. But anyways, so yeah, some people don't like to share. Sharing is not always caring. In some people's mind, but that's okay. Hey, but what we are going to talk about today is some things that we all should share. Now, if you haven't gotten it yet in this series, is kind of posing the question, like, you can share if you want to, or you can come if you want to, you can believe if you want to. But it's not so much a, just like an option as it is a strong recommendation, right? I mean, you can come if you want to, you should really come. You can believe if you want to, but you should believe. You can share if you want to, you should share, is what we're really saying. But so this option for you is really just a strong recommendation, just because we're going to be nice about it. You can share if you want to, but you should share. So these are some things that we're saying that I believe that all of us need to work on sharing, myself included. Number one tonight, who's excited? I'm just really excited because I hope that each and every one of you, everyone comes for different reasons, come to church. Some of you came because maybe your boyfriend or girlfriend drug you along and, hey, I'll go to church, I guess. Or maybe you told your parents you would come, or you just felt like it's something that you need to do. But I believe that each and every one of you is here for a reason. And all jokes and laughing aside, it's great to have fun in the house of God. But I believe that God has a word. So I just pray that you would open your heart, open your ears, and hear what God would say to you. So point number one is our burdens. Share our burdens. You know, London was saying when she was edifying us in worship, how we need to give our burdens to God. And the idea is share your burdens with God. Three things you should. Number one, our burdens. Your cares, your concerns, your past, your hurts, your frustrations. Share them with God. In the Word of God, in Psalms chapter 55, verse number 22, if you would go there, we'll put it up on the screens. Let's pop it up on the screens. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. The right standing before God will not be moved. Cast your cares upon the Lord. I think so many times we walk around with our burdens or with our frustrations, and oftentimes we just carry them around to the point where we don't know what to do. We freak out. What's going on? And, you know, we were talking over lunch today. I was with some friends. And, you know, as you guys know, or if you haven't already heard, this week, Robin Williams, a famous actor. I mean, he was in a lot of, my childhood, a lot of my favorite movies, Miss Doubtfire, Hook, you know, Rufio, anybody. Like, Robin Williams, he took his life. He hung himself, a tragic accident, a tragic thing that happened. And what came out was this was a man who was so funny and so beloved to so many people. He was in a deep, dark depression. He carried his burdens. And so many times, I think, I don't know if it's just because we don't want to, be a problem to anybody else, or we think we can do it on our own. But we carry these burdens with us until we get to a place that we don't know what to do. We get to a place of confusion. We get to a place of frustration, and it turns into anger. We get angry at God. Why are you doing this to me? Why have you done this to me? And that's not what God is saying. The Word of God is saying, cast your burdens on the Lord. And so we have to pass them off. Who's ever heard the term, God won't give you more than you can handle? Show of hands. God won't give you more than you can handle. Do you know that nowhere in the Word of God does it say that? I'm sorry to tell you that that's not the truth. That is not the truth. I mean, there's a scripture that talks about God won't give you more temptation than you could bear. But when it comes to your burdens, when it comes to your fears, when it comes to your concerns, when it comes to your trials, nowhere in the Bible does it say, I will not give you more than you can handle. What it does say in Matthew chapter 11, go there with me. I hope I didn't shock anybody too bad. Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to read out of the NLT, so we'll put it up on the screen. Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. 29. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So he's never saying, I'll never give you more than you can bear. But what he's saying is, come to me. Yoke up with me. You know, you guys, everyone know what a yoke is? What is talking about a yoke? You guys seen those yokes in olden times, how they used to kind of put one of those wooden things, and they would put it on animals or on people. And basically, the oxen are carrying the big heavy plower that's going to make way for the seeds to be planted. Well, imagine a double yoke where you would have maybe two oxen. But Jesus is saying, look, yoke up with me. Come inside my yoke. I'll be one. You take the other spot and come with me because the burden is light here. Bring your cares. Bring your burdens to God. Let's not walk around with our burdens so heavy that it takes us out. Let's not walk around with our burdens and cares so heavy that we're trying to do life alone because inevitably we're going to fail. Because we're under the notion that God's not going to give me more than I can handle. But what happened? How many times you've heard, oh my gosh, I can't take this anymore. This is driving me crazy. I'm through. This, I'm going to quit. I'm going to do this. Because we get to the point where we can't handle. How would it look if in our lives if we gave our cares to Jesus right away? One other thought in regards to our burden is that, and not only should we give our burdens to God, I think a lot of times we'd like to talk to people. Who likes to talk to their friends, right? We like to get counsel from people. We like to talk to our friends, and that's great and all, but and the Word of God talks about how we should edify each other and build each other up and encourage one another. That's great. But nowhere does it say, let your friend be God. Nowhere does it say, let your wife be God. Let your husband be God. Let your boyfriend and girlfriend be God. Let your parents or people who you seek counsel be God, where you put the burden on them. Maybe the thought of, heard of dumping? I know I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I can have a crazy day at work, long meetings or whatever it might be. Something might be bothering. And I come home and I just dump it all on my wife. This and that. And it's like all of a sudden her good day is like, because all the burden, I just, instead of giving it to God, I gave it to my wife. And that's not what God has called us to do. Again, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't talk to people. Share with one another, right? I see all the time people fellowshipping and, hey, laying hands on another. I think that's awesome after prayer. Hey, man, pray for me. I'm going through some stuff. I'm not saying you can't share details. I'm just saying don't replace people with God. Is that okay with everybody? Don't make people God. Because people can't take your yoke. God can. People can't make it easier. God can. You know, over the summer, it was really cool with the interns. We had all the interns from church. They were doing this activity where they were carrying this canoe, right? And it was a lesson. They were carrying this canoe. All of them had their hands over their arms like this, carrying the canoe. And eventually what would happen? Your arms are getting tired, right? Well, as part of the activity, we were taking the interns out from the canoe. So there was less and less interns. As people's arms were getting more tired, I'm thinking this probably sounds like cruelty, but it's not. It's an object lesson, all right? So here you are, your arms are getting tired, and there's less and less people. And all the interns on the side are like, man, I just wish I could be there for you. I wish I could have my hand under the canoe because your arms are getting tired. And as us as friends, us as loved ones, us as spouses want to do that, but we can't. By design, we cannot carry the burden. But guess who can? God can carry your burden. So number one tonight, let's share our burdens with God. Our work frustrations, our school frustrations. You know, so many things happen in the workplace or in our relationships, and we just want to talk, we want to vent, and we want to do this. You know that sometimes, even just by sharing, not only are you not getting your problem solved by giving it to someone, but you're changing that person's opinion. I remember when my wife and I were dating, if there was something going on, if I knew that I couldn't share or go talk to my family bad about my then girlfriend. I just couldn't, because what was going to happen? If I go and say, oh, Angelina this or Angelina that, they're like, why are you marrying that girl? Break up with her. You need to do this. You need to do that, because then everyone has 2 cents and I give them the right to speak into my life because I'm opening the door for them. We need to be careful who we're giving people a right to talk to. So and that's only natural. They love us. They're our loved ones. They care for us. Everyone thinks they know what's best, right? Our parents, I mean, I know my parents, I hold them in such high esteem. And my job this or my job. Oh, you need to quit that job. But who knows? Only God knows. What if God has you placed there And now you're letting someone else talk. Oh, you need to quit that job. You need to break up with that girl. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to move across the country, when God had a different plan for your life. Give your burden to Jesus. Let's give our burden to Jesus. I'm telling you, this is not just for you tonight. This is for me too. Is everybody all right? All right, we ready for number two? All right, number two. Now, I'll say this, because, you know, let's just do number two real quick. Number two, three things for us to share. Number two, our faith. That's right, I said our faith. Anybody in here? Our faith. Our faith, what we believe. We need to share what we believe. At some point, somewhere, it kind of became the thing. Christians got saved and then just started going to church. Now, I don't know what happened, but I remember is that the thought was like, all right, we got saved. Now we got to tell other people about Jesus. Now we got to get more people in church. Now we got to go witnessing. Now we got to hit the streets. Now we got to say, do this, this, and that. And it's just for some kind of reason or way, something happened where we just got saved, and that was it. We got our get out of hell free card and are keeping it all to ourselves. Now, I'm excited because just looking at tonight and the past few weeks, Shift has been growing. Shift has gone up in numbers. And that's exciting because, man, that means someone's inviting people to church. And that means God is doing something in this ministry. That means God is happening here at Shift. Amen? Can anybody say that? God is happening here at Shift? Shift happens, but God happens. And I believe something's happening. But it's because people are inviting someone. People are making it. People feel welcome to come into the house of God. And what happens is, I think we oftentimes don't share our faith enough. And I'm the first one to tell you. I mean, I work here at the church, so it can be so easy for me to, you know, go to lunch with coworkers, fellow people that work at the church, other pastors, other leaders at church, and I think, oh yeah, yeah, oh, everyone else is supposed to share their faith. I mean, I just surround myself with people who are the same faith, and that's all. But it's for all of us to share our faith. Ask yourself this question. Do your coworkers know that you're a Christian? Does your family, does your loved ones, do they know that you're a Christian? I know you don't want this. I mean, I'm sure some of you have been this. You find out someone goes to church or someone's a Christian, you go, what? What? You're a Christian? Like, well, maybe you don't say it out loud. Please don't say it out loud. But you're just like, oh, because... Not that you're judging people, but sometimes people's lives say contrary. Or sometimes people's lives don't reflect what they are saying about themselves. So I say that to say, look, us as believers, let's look at the Bible. The Great Commission. The first thing God is telling us to do, our commandment, is God is saying in Mark 16:15, and he said to them, the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel, which is the good news, to every creature. He's talking to the disciples. Oh, yeah, he's talking to the disciples, though. Or he's talking to preachers. He's talking about these people. Go preach the gospel. I'm not a preacher. See, he said preach. I'm excused. You know what a disciple is? A follower of Jesus. You know what a Christian is? A follower of Jesus. So if you're in this place and you are a Christian, you are a disciple of Jesus. I'm not saying you have to go get a megaphone and go stand on a corner and go do all this stuff and protest here and that and thump people with your Bible. I'm saying share your faith. Let people know that you're a Christian. Because, I think we all do such a good job of talking. When we talk, some people are less outgoing than others. But then even shy people, when they get around their friends, like, oh, yeah, but you just need to get to know me because when I get out of my shell, I'm fun. You know, like, like, you know, even shy people can be outgoing. You know, like, I might not be fun to you, but and I'm not shy. I'm cool. I promise. Like, never mind. I'll just go ahead. All right. Look, I remember, you know, some people, this is back when I wasn't really serving God. Some people need some liquor in them to be fun. Right. And I'm talking about some people, you just got, some people aren't funny until they're, you know, not acting funny. But I say that to be like, look, we have Jesus in the inside of us. And I'm not saying you can't be shy, passive, but you can let people know about your faith. You can let people know about your faith. Who have any Laker fans in here? Laker fans? I'm a Laker fan. I'm okay. You know, it's okay. It's a rebuilding year. It's a rebuilding year. Years. It's okay. But you know what? If I can be a Laker fan when they're winning 16 championships, but anyways, 16, then I can be a fan when it's not, things aren't so good. It's a rebuilding year. But anyways, so we're in the off season, right? We're in the off season. We picked up a new coach. We got some things going on. But if you know, because everyone's really, I mean, come on, we live in Southern California. You guys are Laker fans. Don't try to front. Oh, I'm a Heat fan. I mean, I'm a Cavs fan now. I'm a Cavs. I mean, I'm Heat. I'm Cavs. Or, you know, I'm a Spurs fan. Oh, Spurs. That's for you, Michael. Anyways, you guys are Lakers fans. Let's be real. All right, you guys are just in the closet about it. It's okay. It's all right to be a Lakers fan. It's all good. So, but everyone has something to say about the Lakers, good or bad. So I'm on Facebook, and people's timeline on Facebook is like, oh my gosh, the Lakers this, or they're done, no one likes them anymore, Jerry Buss died, and no one trusts the franchise anymore, and they're never going to win again, they just don't got it, blah, blah, blah. So I have a friend of mine who, like, look, he's a Lakers fan. I say I'm a Lakers fan, he's a Lakers fan. He posts like, hey, for all you Lakers fans out there, or people who think you know basketball, don't talk to me about the Lakers unless you really know something. So if you have something to say, start a separate post or Facebook friend me, and then we could say what's up. It's like, it was like serious. It was like serious, right? Like, this is not like I'm a fan. It's like, I'm a Laker. And don't be talking about my team. And now, I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad. I'm all for that. I'm a Lakers fan. But we could talk about things we're passionate about. We were at a birthday party the other day, and I'm talking to a friend, a new friend that I made at that party, and the Lakers come up. Hey, we're Lakers fan. That stuff comes up, right? It's like, Jesus should come up. The Lakers comes up. Like, oh, it's just as easy as that. Oh yeah, have you seen what's going on in the offseason? Blah blah blah. I knew he's a Lakers fan, so I'm on fair ground. Well, this new person that we met, a new friend, he starts talking about like, oh man, I can't even talk about it in public. I get mad. I can't even talk because he's such a Lakers fan. He's like, oh, I really just can't. Don't even, please don't get me started because I can't go there right now. But man, he's passionate about the Lakers. Where's our passion for Jesus? We can't casually start a conversation up. You know what Jesus has done for me lately? You know how good God is? You know how good it is to be a Christian? I know you don't want to look weird, but isn't that story I said, isn't that just kind of weird? I'm a Lakers fan and all, but dang. Let's be weird for Jesus. Let's be weird for Jesus. Let's tell people about our faith. We're not talking about Kobe doesn't know who the heck I am. But Jesus knows how many hairs are on my head. Jesus loves me. Jesus picked me up when I was down. Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I'm just saying, let's share our faith. Let's be a light at our work. Let's be a light at our school. Because, you know, I have an uncle who he's not shy about it. He's not serving God right now. And I believe for him. I believe that he will be saved. I believe that he will accept Jesus in his heart. But right now, he's not serving God. I remember I was talking to him because he grew up Christian. It's my dad's brother, and he grew up Christian. And my dad was raised Christian, so I know he was raised in a Christian home. And I just, so whatever happened, you know, like, what's your thoughts on God and Jesus? And he went on to say, oh, why he, you know, the church did this and God that and organized religion and all that stuff. And so, but then he went on to say, but, oh, yeah, you know, but when, his wife got sick, the doctors found a lump and they did a biopsy. Well, guess who he's calling up? Calling up all the family. Hey, pray for my wife. Pray for my wife. Let's believe that she'll be healed. Let's believe that she'll be healed. My wife tells me over and over at her work, there's people that they don't necessarily say call themselves a Christian, but when something's going on in their life, they go to the Christian. Because who knows, the world will beat you up. The world doesn't care. The world will beat you up and spit you out and kick you while you're down. But God is always there. But God is always there. And if we can share our faith, how much can we be a light to other people? Let's share our faith. Point number three. Our testimony. You know, in Acts 1:8, it says, "And ye shall be a witness." A witness unto God. What do witnesses do? By definition, they testify. A witness in the court of law will testify to one thing. Number three, our testimony. Let's share our testimony. And just clarify a couple things about the idea of a testimony. I think, as we know, a few weeks ago, who was here for testimony night? We recently had a shift team that went to Swaziland, Africa, missions trip. Shout out to the missions team. Woo, woo. And so we had a testimony night, and a few of the team members were up on stage sharing about what all the things that God had done through them, the things that they got to experience and see. And it was an awesome night, and getting to see, and you know, all the people that I've talked to that went on the missions trip, and they're like, "Oh, I'll never be the same. It was great, this and that." Story after story of what's going on. A testimony. Let's read in Revelation 12, verses 11. We'll put it up on the screen. This is the ESV. "And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. For they love not their own lives unto the death. And have conquered him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus' sacrifice, and the word of their testimony." Conquering the enemy was with Jesus and the word of their testimony. Clarify. We like biographies, right? There's all kind of movies coming out. Man, who likes trailers? I like watching movie trailers. And I like to see what's going on. There's a James Brown biography just came out. And Jamie Foxx is going to sign on to do a movie about Mike Tyson. There's another one about this gymnast coming out. And, right, based on a true story. We like to hear about heroes and the men and women who have done awesome things in their lives. Those are biographies. But it's about them, right? About the thing they did, about the accomplishments they had. A testimony is what God did. A testimony is what God did in your life, how he raised you up, where he's the hero, not you. And I think so many times in our life, in our Christian walk, we want to live, again, that's our human nature, we want to live our life writing a biography for ourselves. Oh, man, if someone played me in a movie, I mean, first it would be Denzel. Wait, maybe not. Antonio Banderas, yeah. Right? And we're thinking about, oh, and he would do this and that, and man, he would do the time that this happened. But who knows? We're living for Jesus. We're not the hero. We're nothing without him. So we need to share our testimony. A couple things that a testimony does, cool things. A testimony edifies believers. Just how when the team was up there, man, it was so cool. After the service, I was like, man, I told Angelina, I was like, babe, I want to go. I want to go on a missions trip. Let's make it happen. We're going to go this year. We're going to believe God. And I want to be a part of something like that. I want to see what God's going to do in our lives through us and the miracles that he's going to do. And it's going to be so awesome. Man, it edified me. It picked me up. Man, Crusade is happening this weekend. What's his name? Greg Laurie. Greg Laurie, if you don't know, he used to be this hippie, man. He was a hippie that was like hardcore in the world. But that, man, God saved him and he is doing awesome things. Well, his testimony, because of the things that God has done, it can do so. The first thing we saw, a testimony can edify believers, but can evangelize to non-believers. It can be an example to those who aren't believing. Because if God can do that in your life, and you were who you are, and I knew you back in high school, and wow, this is you now. Wow, if God can bring you to where you're at, then I know he can do that in my life. But if we're not sharing our testimony, if we're not shining a light on what God has done in our life, then we're not allowing God to move through us. Who wants to be used by God? Who wants to be a vessel for God? I believe that as Christians, it's our calling, it's our duty. You know, I'm going to ask the worship team to come up here in a second. We're going to sing a song. I really enjoy this song, Give Myself Away. It's going to be awesome. And I think that oftentimes in our life, with the matter of our testimony, we just get afraid. We don't want to look weird. We don't want to put ourselves in a place where we don't want spotlight on us in an uncomfortable way. But really, the second part of that verse, if I could just get it back up real quick, Revelation, for they love not their lives even unto death. What that's saying is, for the rest of their life, they didn't care about their life. Let me clarify that. You could have stripped their lifestyle, everything that they, you know, you could have taken their goods, their riches, anything that they thought was comfort to them. They didn't love it. They were in love with God. If we want to be the conquerors on the side of victory with God, we have to give ourselves to Him. So before we go into this time where I believe that I believe God is going to move in an awesome way, and we're going to have an opportunity to really just give ourselves to God. There's people in this place that have yet to give Him all of your heart and all of your life. You know, we've been talking about being a Christian and sharing your faith and your testimony. But what's a testimony if you don't know Jesus? So I want to give each and every person in this place. We've had a great time, man. We've laughed with Trey and Polo. Man, man, it's okay to have fun in church, right? But it would be a shame to leave here and think, oh, okay, I heard some, you know, I laughed and I heard some cool words and there was some cool music. But to not really give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus and let your testimony start. The time where you gave up your life to Jesus and where He just takes it to the next level and it becomes so much more. Because there's people in this place with heavy burdens on their life that came in here weighed down. And even right now you're like, how did you know? Jesus knows. And Jesus brought you here for a reason, because He wants to lift it off of you. He wants to take that burden off of your life. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Cast your cares on Him that careth. Jesus cares for you. The world will say they're going to be there, but they're not going to always be there. God will. And tonight is your night. Or if you give up your life and your heart, Jesus is only going to make it better. I'm not saying it's only going to get easier, but it's only going to get better. So tonight, on the count of three, what I want to do is I'm going to hit my hand on the Bible just like this. And what I want you to do is raise your hand. Like, why would I raise my hand? By raising your hand, what you're saying is, I give you, Jesus, all of my life and all of my heart. I surrender my life to you. No longer is it based on what I feel. No longer am I moved by whatever my emotions dictate, whatever waves life has given me at that time. But regardless of my circumstance, regardless of my situation, you will be my rock. And I promise you, Jesus is going to lift your burdens if you walk